my, oh, my. Let's do a quick check of the weather. Yeah. And
better than yesterday.
Well, better than yesterday. And the traffic, I see 1, 2, 3, 4. I see more than 4 cars.
Better than yesterday.
Better than yesterday. If you want to reach the show, you can send an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. If you don't know what email is, I can't help you. Facebook, go there, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it and or make a comment. Follow us on Twitter, @SpoonExperience, because
that's your handle.
Because that's my handle. There we go. Oh, that was a good one, huh? Thank you very much. On the phone with us now on our weekly Friday segment from Christian Outlook is our very good friend, Russell Shubin. Russell, are you there with us?
I sure am. Great to be with you again.
Great to be talking to you again. And man, you've become like a staple. you're a staple on the show. Let's just recap everybody so they understand. Christian Outlook is on KPRZ Saturdays from 5 a.m. to 6 a.m. And we're talking about the best of the things going on for Salem Communications coming through Christian Outlook. By the way, Christian Outlook also has a website. So if you're ever interested, like, you know, I'd just like to go there. I don't necessarily want to get up right now, but I want to look at what's going on. You go to ChristianOutlook.com. You get a lot of this information there as well. Russell, I understand that you have been, I think, at an event all week. Is that correct?
Yeah, I had the privilege of going to the annual meeting of the Evangelical Theological Society. So it's about 2,200, somewhere around there. Evangelical theologians, key leaders, the seminary professors, and as well as pastors and students from across the country. And the theme this year was the inerrancy of Scripture. And it was an important theme and a huge subject, and not a particularly distant and esoteric one, one that directly impacts each and every person that's listening right now. If you're at sitting under a pastor who has a high view of Scripture and an inerrant view of Scripture, you are at a markedly different place than if you're being ministered to at a place with a minister who does not hold such a view.
Now, help the audience, and I can explain it for them, but I want you to tell them from your point of view and from the point of view of this meeting, inerrancy for Scripture is really meaning what?
It's a verbal plenary view of Scripture is that I don't have it, the definition memorized, but it is that God's word, mm-hmm, in the original autographs, so not necessarily every copy, every manuscript that was copied over the years, was communicated through the voices of the authors. But it is God's will and God's intent. It is without error, and the thoughts and the facts are without error, and they are reliable, and we can trust them. It's that God's error is without fault and it's inerrant.
Right. Let me jump in. I got to jump because this, you know, get into this is why this is crucial. It's a couple of reasons why. One, the word of God was not dictated where the people's personalities were lost. In fact, quite the opposite. The writing of Scripture is a partnership between the Holy Spirit and the authors communicating what God wants to communicate to man. That's I think one of the most beautiful parts about understanding inerrancy of Scripture is that it's not just a simple dictatorship mentality. It's this partnership that God creates with people in writing and communicating to humanity what he wants to tell them. And I think that's a kind of a big part of it. But the biggest part to me, and tell me if you think I'm going off the rails here, which wouldn't surprise me if anybody said that, is this, and that is, if God can create the universe, the dude can write a book. I mean, it's just the logic is beyond my scope to think, well, but man copied it, man copied it. You're telling me that God can't maintain a message? He's incapable, yet he can speak matter into existence by words where there was no matter? It's like, how can he do the one and not the other?
Well, the two responses. First, on the first part of on your first point, is that the beauty of God's word is that it does represent the personalities of the authors, yet it is exactly what God intended, and that is where and if you to contrast Christianity with Islam and what Muslims believe about the Quran was the picture that you painted, that it is dictated, that is the man with the pen. Muhammad here was just serving as a secretary,
a stenographer,
Scripture, you in the Bible you have 66 books, and you have all the different authors, and you have unique personalities, but you also have that God's working through them to give us His word without error, and the thought that he can't, that it is without error there's a resurgence amongst evangelicals of those that hold a high view of Scripture, and that's no small thing, because the 70s and the 60s and 70s, this was eroding. That is, entire seminaries were given over to a liberal perspective that did not hold a high view of Scripture, that did not hold this. And those are the people who are training up pastors that are serving in the pulpits across the country. So you're right that God is perfectly capable of doing it. But whether our church in our era is training up ministers who also believe that is relevant at the ground level for the believer today.
Yeah, good, well stated. And then from my point of view, and you know where I'm coming from. I mean, there's nobody that listens to this show that doesn't know what I think of Scripture. I think God is, He's more than apt. I think the idea that the universe can be created is so profound that the people, I think, quickly escape that. It's like, oh, well, it just happened. It was random. It was a big bang. Well, somebody shot the gun, dude. So it's like the mentality here is our absolute confidence in the absolute greatness and ability of God to communicate what he wants to communicate, how he wants to communicate it, when he wants to communicate it. It's more for a lot of us, just this confidence that God is who he says he is. And then it's easy just to go, there, that'll solve it. And we understand that people will not get that, but we understand the Pharisees did not accept Christ as the Messiah. So we understand that that's going to be a confrontation for different people, but it's not going to change the position that we have in believing that. But you're right, at that college level, it's crucial, and I'm glad to hear to some degree there's maybe a resurgence or a build back up of understanding the high view of Scripture and understanding how important that is. Because without that word, without that Scripture, I've always likened it this way: when God breathed into Adam, he breathed in him the breath of life. That's the same breath in 2 Timothy 3:16, where it says all Scripture is God breathed. Same breath into Scripture is the same breath into Adam. Without the breath into Adam, he does not live. Without the breath of God into Scripture, there is no life for us. So, I mean,
well spoken.
That's a big deal to me. I get into that and I jump into that. All right, so talk to me. So that's a good meeting. But you also have stuff going on in Christian Outlook. And we don't want to miss that. And our time is only tight because if you and I talk, I could talk to you for an hour. But that's good. That's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. Talk to me about Christian Outlook. What's going on this weekend?
Well, today, as we talk right now, obviously most of your listeners know, all of your listeners know that this is the 50th anniversary of the death of JFK, but this is also the 50th anniversary of the death of C.S. Lewis, and I'm sure many of your Christian listeners know that, but I'm sure for some they do not. And so in our program this week, it's a special edition. It's an appreciation of C.S. Lewis. And so from start to finish, we have just some great interviews, discussions about the life and the contribution of C.S. Lewis. Great stuff. And can I start with one segment that makes a bridge from what we were talking about? This is a little later in the program, but increasingly today on Christian colleges across the country, the prevailing norm as far as a theory of human origins, a prevailing norm is a belief in theistic evolution. That is, you could call it an effort to marry Darwinian evolution, materialist origins, with Scripture. And if you try to marry the two, somebody loses, and it ends up being Scripture. and it ends up and the whole gospel breaks down if you don't have a literal Adam and a literal Eve, if you have an Adam and Eve whose immediate predecessor was some other form of hominid.
Oh, don't tell Bill O'Reilly; he might have a heart attack. Go ahead.
So the question is today: how would C.S. Lewis respond? What would C.S. Lewis say? And John West at Discovery Institute up here in the Northwest, he has an interview with Tom Woodward talking about C.S. Lewis on science, scientism, and society. And the title of his book is called The Magician's Twin. And the short of it is C.S. Lewis did not embrace. Some people try to load into Lewis what they want to find in him. C.S. Lewis was no Darwinist, was a critic, and ought to be seen as such. And so it's a great bridge. It's relevant because it deals exactly with a view of Scripture, and in particular a view of origins, and a view of in the book of Genesis of what we see from our past. So that's great stuff.
Yeah, no, that's really good. And what I need people to do, we're in a time crunch now, but see, that's the thing is, because you were at that conference, like I had to talk to you about the conference. But then we got C.S. Lewis on Christian Outlook, which is taking place tomorrow, Saturday, from 5 to 6 a.m., and I don't know how people don't listen to that. And if you can't listen to that, you got to go to ChristianOutlook.com and look at it that way, because the material up there is fantastic. And Russell, I wish we had more time to talk about C.S. Lewis. What I need you to do is tell me you're going to be back next week so we can pick up the next element of it. Great job, my man. You're doing great.
We can pick up and we're going into the break. Is that right?
Yeah, we got to go into the break, and I've got interview after interview. So today it's kind of a jam packer. You know, it's one of those kind of days.
Pleasure to be with you. So yeah. Thank you so much.
I appreciate it, and I expect to talk to you next week about the same time, if that'll work. Oh, actually, next week's Thanksgiving. I'll call you. I'll send you an email and let you know.
We'll be in touch.
You got it, brother. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, oh, baby. Oh, watch out for those Legos. We're coming right back.
The David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Get a monthly car payment you can afford. At Pacific Marine Credit Union, you can get a loan for as low as 1.5% annual percentage rate for 60 months. For complete details, visit pmcu.com. And save your green at Pacific Marine.
I've experienced the best and the worst in caregiving. Hi, I'm Portia Vogt, president of Golden Care. When my Aunt Alice got older and needed help caring for herself, I saw how critical it is to choose the right caregiver. It's about integrity and relationships. That's why I started Golden Care. Because seniors in San Diego County should have the chance to live safe, healthy lives in their own homes whenever possible. If the senior you love needs help managing their life, call Golden Care. We offer affordable, concierge-quality caregivers. Whether it's 24-hour care or just a few hours a day, our caregivers are accountable. Call Golden Care today for your free assessment.
Golden Care offers light housekeeping, meal prep and cooking, feed and care of pets, dressing, grooming, home organization. Compassionate, dependable, accountable. Call 760-828-5201. Serving all of San Diego County. 760-828-5201 or online at getgoldencare.com.
Here's today's market update with KPRZ financial editor, certified financial planner Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
Good afternoon, friends. Here's today's Wall Street Report. The U.S. stock market rose again today with the Dow Jones average and the S&P index ending at record highs. The Dow was up 54 points today at 16,064 on the blue chips. The NASDAQ about 22 points higher at 3,991, and the S&P index up about 9 points at 1,804. All three of the major indexes higher again on this Friday. I want to remind you, friends, if you don't have your own retirement plans in place, that's exactly the kind of work that I do for my clients each and every day. IRAs, Roth IRAs, rollovers, 401ks, inheritance issues, and of course, retirement income planning. Call me to schedule your free consultation together at 800-727-PLAN. That's the news for the day, and I'm the retirement professor, Marty Schneider. Call me for your free consultation, 800-727-PLAN, and don't forget to ask for my brand new book. It's called Retirement Rescue. Call 800-727-PLAN. That's 800-727-PLAN.
If you're looking for a successful career, Excalibur Roofing wants to talk with you. You can become part of the Excalibur Roofing team, which operates with a positive family atmosphere. We have positions now available for qualified installers and apprentices who must have a heart to serve others and an openness to learning new skills. You need to have a good driving record in 5 years in roofing or in construction, plus a good attitude. This is a full-time career with training, benefits, and exciting challenges every single day. If you're excited to be a part of San Diego's most trusted roofing company, then Excalibur Roofing Services has a position for you. Please call 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803 to apply, or go to excaliberroofing.com and fill out the contact us form on the website. Get your career on top of things with Excalibur Roofing today.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. You know, Russell Schubert, he's getting so good, he's starting to talk too much.
You created a monster, David.
I created a monster. He never did radio before he did the show, and now he's the corporate guy at Salem, and now he's just like, and it's like, wowzer. See? Good job, Dave. Let's see. This segment brought to you by Excalibur Roofing and our very good friend, Eric Holloway, who's going to be in the studio Wednesday. Wednesday, the first day of Hanukkah. Hanukkah. You know what a Hanukkah Harry brings you for Hanukkah?
No.
Pencils and socks. Don't forget that. Eric Holloway going to be – sorry. Pencils and socks. You know, after 8 days of socks and pencils?
Well, at least while wearing the socks, you'll look pretty sharp.
That's good. But can I erase that? Eric Holloway at Excalibur Roofing coming into the studio. 20 years of experience, active member of the BBB. Forget that. Listen, you got a roof thing going on? Dude, call Eric. But what do you want to know? 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. Take a look outside. If it storms and it's a really bad out, you know, God forbid, A, you should get into a traffic accident. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say that. Or B, you have any kind of leaky anything going on, you don't want to get that taken care of. You got to have a roof over your head that works. You know, we might be the only show that does sound effects in and out of all this. No, they're not really. They're just in and out of all the live reads.
I think we should play in and out sound effects. Makes me hungry.
Now I want a hamburger. You can go to ExcaliburRoofing.com to get more information. You can also just call them. Their estimates are free. They do new roof construction, old roof replacements, and repairs. Hint, hint. Leaky roof. Repairs. Again, Excalibur Roofing, 760-743-8803. And our very good friend, Eric Holloway. Okay, I want to make sure that I get this in because this is a shorter segment, right? I got like 2 minutes, right? Like a minute or 2 minutes, right? 2 minutes. Here we go. And so I said Legos, uh-oh. And they're all like going, Legos? What? What are you talking about? Here it is, folks.
Lego my ego.
An atheist group is harassing schools because they're giving presents to needy children. Wait. Get ready. A Lego set means that you're a born-again evangelical Christian who must go to church 2.5 times a week, pay your tithes, and vote in lock stock with Republican parties. Well, no, that's not true, but that's what they're saying. Don't you get it? An atheist group thinks that if you give Legos to kids... No, you can't give Legos to kids. We're going to do a segment coming up here, which is going to be pretty fascinating. It has to do with the Rock Church. And we're going to be doing, you know, Toys for Joy in about 10 minutes. And we're actually going to have on a couple of cool guys. Margaret Diggs is going to be here, as well as Debbie Smith. And we have Pastor Miles is going to be calling in as well. And we're going to be talking about toys, and we talk about that process. In the meantime, an atheist group is saying, you give kids Lego, you're converting them to Christianity. It's like the Crusades. Wait, it's like the Inquisition. you will take this Lego set and you will build what I tell you. You know, because Legos, you know. Is it me? Does it seem, is it, I mean, I'm not trying to be less kinder, gentler, and softer, but I don't want to be stupider. Is that Legos converts people to Jesus? When did that happen? Did I miss that? You know, I played with Legos when I was a Jewish boy. I never got converted. Here's what we're going to do. Take a break, come back. We're going to do a shorter segment because I got to do the Facebook post. And then we're going to have our guests in. We have a good time, ladies and gentlemen. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience. And I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. We're coming right back. Don't go anywhere.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
The David Spoon Experience is brought to you by the green solution to your gopher and rat problem, barnowlboxes.com, 760-445-2023.
Melody McDonald grew up right here in El Cajon with her nine brothers and sisters. She is now a missionary in Albania, where less than 1% of the population follows Christ. Hi, I'm Colin McDonald. My sister always wanted to be a missionary, and after graduating from San Diego Christian College, she realized that dream by moving to Albania to start a children's ministry. Melody and her husband, Arione, are currently in San Diego raising support for their latest project, a church plant in an unreached Albanian city. This is where you can help. On Saturday, November 30th at 7 p.m., a group of talented musicians are hosting a benefit concert for Melody and Arione. The concert will be at Faith Bible Fellowship in Santee, 9971 Mission Gorge Road. You are invited to attend this special event. Together, we can help Melody and Arione bring the gospel to Albania. For more information, please visit online at benefitalbania.com.
Well, the government's overhaul of the reverse mortgage program took effect on October 1st. The new rules will limit the cash you receive at closing, but even bigger changes are coming in January with financial assessment, which may completely disqualify some seniors or reduce the cash received with property tax and insurance set-asides. Hey, Mark Larson here. Now's the time to enjoy the retirement you deserve with no mortgage payments and access the equity in your home today before the next set of changes. Join my friend Mehran Aram and his team at Aramco Financial for the next dinner workshop. It's free at the Sheraton Resort and Spa in Carlsbad, December 5th at 6 p.m. If you and your spouse are 62 or older, call my friend Mehran today. He's one of a handful of certified reverse mortgage professionals in the nation. Reserve your seat by calling 866-600-1130, 866-600-1130, or Aramco.biz. Purchase, refinance, reverse. That's the Aramco Group. Trust with confidence. Trust Aramco.
DRE number 01853626 and MLS number 277316.
My dad's in prison and I haven't seen him in a long time.
Mine too, and at Christmas, I miss him most.
Here's Jim Liske of Prison Fellowship to explain how, for just $73.50, you can help reach six hurting children.
Christmas is an especially tough time for kids with a mom or dad in prison. And that's why Angel Tree is a wonderful, God-given opportunity to break through all that pain and make an eternal difference.
Call 1-855-50-ANGEL. Your gift of $73.50 can help send Angel Tree gifts and the gospel to six children. To say thank you, we'll send you a 2013 Angel Tree keepsake ornament for your tree and the inspirational book, Hope. That's 1-855-50-ANGEL.
Why should these kids suffer because of the mistakes of their mom or dad? Please call 1-855-50-ANGEL. Be as generous as you can.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. Man, am I getting good at the guitar? Ooh, doggy! That's right. All right. Let me tell you something I discovered yesterday that I didn't know, so I got to apologize to Kelly Nelson, Blay, Richard Chavez Jr., Walter Santos, and Nicole Brower, and a host of other people. All these people were posting really nice messages. Well, they're just posting messages, but they were all really nice on the David Spoon Experience. I haven't looked at the message button in a long time. All these messages, it's like, whoops. So I shout out my apologies to all the people. Oops, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Whoops. Anyways.
David Spoon, king of antisocial media.
Oh, my goodness. You know, I guess I'm really not that good at the social media stuff. I didn't realize how bad
I was.
Not
that social.
Well, I like an ice cream social. Do you got any ice cream? No? Okay.
Invisible ice cream.
All right. Let's tell the joke that Ohio State Ron told. We can get him in trouble
joke.
This way. It's a funny joke. Ready? All right. Now, for those of you that get offended at jokes like this, just close your ears for like 20 seconds. All right. A fish walks into the bar. The bartender asks him, "What can I get you?" The fish responds in a grasping voice, "Some water, please." That is pretty funny. Come on. That's funny. All right. So one of the things that we're going to be doing is when we come back, we're doing a real short segment here. One of the things we're going to be doing is talking to a couple of people from the Rock Church. We're going to have Debbie Smith and Margaret Diggs in here for Toys for Joy. And they're doing that in just a minute. But before we go there, I want to say this, because this is kind of an important thing. I want you to know that the people that do respond on Facebook, that do send emails, that do become clients, that do work with us and, you know, go through this process, I want you to know how much I appreciate it. And I want you to know something that's super duper 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 important. And that is everything that you guys do, everything that we do as a station, everything that the show does, all that stuff, it's all got to be for the Lord. Okay, it's great to do this. It's great to make a living. It's great to have good times. Great to all that stuff. Great for weekend. Hey. When it comes to push and shove, it's all about getting down on our hands and knees and saying, thank you, Jesus. You know, there is one star, one. This is why I always watch, you know, when people are, you know, they elevate themselves on their like that. It's like, look, I'm an idiot. And I appreciate you listening to me and that we have that fellowship together. But there's only one star. His name is Jesus. And he's our key and he's our hope. So even when you get a little discouraged and and all these people in the media are doing this and blah, 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 blah. Remember this. Jesus, the king of the universe, the center of the universe, he loves you. He loves you. He cares about you. And what you go through is important to him. Don't forget that. Don't let that escape your mind, how much Jesus loves you. It helps us as we do the walk. Being a Christian is not a crutch. It's the toughest thing in the world because you have to lay down your life and let the life of Jesus reign in you. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, we're going to have a good time. We're talking to Toys for Joy. It's going to be a blast. Don't go anywhere.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
If you own a home or need a bigger one, or you need to downsize, this is the best time to get your home sold, and here's why. It's a seller's market. You're in control with more buyers than homes for sale. If you need to buy another home, home buyers will accommodate you. Repairs needed? That's okay. No worries. We'll take it anyway. Buyers just want a house. So what happens when rates continue to rise? Fewer buyers, less urgency, and suddenly multiple offers turn into one. Maybe. And they want everything. Or they'll just buy the neighbor's house.
Rebecca Austin, president of New Team Realty and KPRZ Real Estate Expert.
If you're considering selling your home or you just want to know how much your home is worth, here's the next step. It's easy. Just text the word AMEN to 313131, and I'll send you a professional appraisal worth $400 as well as a net sheet so you know how much you have at closing. Text the word AMEN to 313131.
Rebecca Austin is always available to assist you with your home buying and selling needs at newteamrealty.com or by calling 760-231-8150.
NMLS number 01849913.
There are nearly 10,000 homeless in our community. I'm Frank Ertassin with San Diego Gas and Electric Company. This holiday season, San Diego Rescue Mission is experiencing record-breaking increases in emergency services to families with very young children. We encourage you to support San Diego Rescue Mission in its emergency holiday appeal to help provide food, shelter, and hope to the homeless men, women, and children of our community. No one should be walking the streets hungry and desperate it, please join San Diego Gas and Electric Company and provide a hot meal with a message of hope to every person who comes to San Diego Rescue Mission. The need is great and the time is now. Help us assure that every person who comes to San Diego Rescue Mission receives a meal and hope for a better tomorrow. Go to sandiegorescuemission.org and donate today. Thank you on behalf of San Diego Gas and Electric Company and San Diego Rescue Mission. God bless you.
Did you know that the Earth was created only 6,000 years ago? Hi, my name is Tom Cantor, president of Scantibodies Laboratory and the Creation and Earth History Museum in Santee. I'd like to invite you to visit our new Age of the Earth exhibit, which provides scientific evidence that confirms the true historical count of the world. The Age of the Earth cave showcases rare minerals, scientific data with explanations demonstrating a young Earth biblical position from carbon-14, helium-argon, and other radioisotope data, all within an underground cavern, along with 10 compelling evidences for a young Earth. Come to the world's first creation museum, where scientific and historical observations make the Creator an unavoidable issue. Open Monday through Saturday from 9 to 6, and admission is free. Call us at 619-599-1104, 619-599-1104, or visit us at creationsd.org.
Hi, this is Sue Fries from Ecola. Have you noticed when the weather changes, so does your problem with insects and maybe even rodents in your home? They don't like the cold, they don't like the rain, but they sure do like the warm, dry nooks and crannies of your home. I know, as a mother, how awful it feels to discover insects or rodents in your home. So I make sure that our specialists respond to your call for help. We're here to keep those unwanted guests out of your home. Ecola keeps rats and mice out and eliminates insects in their nests. And our termite control is legendary. We provide complete pest control using family-friendly, pet-friendly methods at very affordable rates. Call us at Ecola for a free estimate of complete pest control. 877-332-BUGS. 877-332-BUGS. New customers get $50 off any initial pest control. Call us, Ecola. Powerful termite and pest control as gentle as a butterfly. Call 877-332-BUGS.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. If you want to reach the show, you can send an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. If you don't know what email is, they've invented fire. Go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it and or make a comment, and follow us on Twitter, @Spoon Experience, because that's my handle. There we go, ladies and gentlemen. In the studio for Toys for Joy, okay, in the studio is Debbie Smith and Margaret Diggs, and on the phone is Miles, Pastor Miles McPherson. Pastor Miles, are you there with us?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, sir. Can you hear us?
I can.
That's good. It's good to be able to hear each other on a radio show. I like that. The good beginning off the bat. Talk to me a little bit about Toys for Joy. I was doing a little bit of history research, and I found out you guys have been doing this for 17 years.
17 years. We started Toys for Joy about 4 years before the church, and it continues to grow. Last year, I believe we had 10,000 guests. We gave out 8,000, 9,000, 10,000 toys, 10,000 bags of groceries, over 100,000 articles of clothing. Debbie Smith, who's sitting there in front of you, has the real stats. My sister is actually that other young lady, so you want to be careful. Her, she's
that's
very
right, young
high
lady.
Maintenance.
That's how I understand.
We had a great time, though. We're loving serving the community. We love the people we help, and it's an honor for us to be a blessing to San Diego.
Well, you guys have done a fabulous job, so I just want to say I acknowledge that right off the bat, and I just want to tell you how much we appreciate you calling. And you and I have talked a couple of times. It's been a little bit since we've talked, but when you get into the Christmas season, you get into Toys for Joy, I was just doing a story on how there was an atheist group that was like, you know, if you give kids Lego, it's like you're trying to convert them like the Inquisition or some bizarre. I mean, it's just, you know, the insanity is just, it's unbelievable. And what we're talking about is giving kids toys as a way of communicating the love that we have for them here in San Diego, and as an avenue and opportunity to share that Jesus loves them even beyond what we can scope and what we can figure out. Is that the gig?
That's the gig.
Yeah, a little one of the ladies' answer.
Okay.
It's not just toys, though. It's a day, a celebration that they might not otherwise have for Christmas at all. We have lunch, we have entertainment, we have books, we have families that have dogs. We're having the dog lover ministry there. We have free haircuts. It's a whole day of celebration, 5 hours, just nonstop, go-go awesomeness.
So it's really a servant attitude, servant evangelism kind of approach where you're really trying to tell the people, hey, you know, you don't have to give into this process with your finances. We're just going to give you from our heart. We're just going to love you. It's an opportunity for kids to get toys that would not normally get that opportunity.
Absolutely.
Which a parent would do anything for. I mean, a parent who cannot afford it, cannot be put in that position, they would do anything for that, wouldn't they, Debbie?
Absolutely. And these parents will stay in line all night just to get a toy in this experience. So we know times are hard in San Diego, and we just want to love on our community.
Yeah, and I think you guys are doing a great job. I got to tell all three of you, though, something that you don't know. As I was reading your pamphlet, and I was reading about Tony and his sister, his little sister,
yep.
Maria,
yep.
And I'm sitting there, and I'm reading it, and it's like the guy's got a little Iron Man figure. He gives it up so that his sister can have two presents,
yeah.
Because that's the spirit, that's the joy of the season, that's the reason. And I'm sitting there, and I wrote right on the pamphlet, I wrote, anybody who gives up a Iron Man figure, true sacrifice. Sacrifice.
Amen. For a sister, too.
Right.
For a sister.
I don't think my brother would give me his.
Miles, they're dissing you just a little. They're loving you, but they're dissing you at the same time.
That's what little sisters do.
Yeah, that's
there was
great.
There was a family that what we do is at the end of the event, a lot of kids think they're the last kid in line and they're not going to get a good toy. And what we've done for all the years is set aside 10 toys, or 10 bikes. And in the toy room, we close down the toy room, and those 10 kids come in, and they realize they're getting a brand new bike. And one of the little boys last year came over, and his mom just started crying. We said, "Are you okay?" And she said, "Yes." She said, "We had a bike that he and his dad put together, we had to sell for food, and now he gets a brand new bike."
Wow, that is a powerful. I mean, then so you're actually doing this, and that's at the end of the line where the kids are getting the bike.
Last will be first.
Oh, that's good, you guys. That
our,
is really good.
Our key
good.
Verse is Matthew 6:33. But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness that we have, and all these things will be added unto them. So the gospel and the toy is a tool for evangelism.
Yeah, and that's the key, is you guys are, you're serving, you're giving, but it's just like what Jesus was doing. He fed people, but then he told people, I mean, he fed them, because people don't realize, oh, no, Jesus fed 5,000 plus, you know, at least, you know, maybe up to 10, 12, 14,000. But he also shared with them the principles of the kingdom, the truth of the kingdom, and the way of salvation, the fact that he loved them so much, he was going to lay his life down for them. And so that's a great, great, powerful message.
It absolutely is. It's also a great opportunity for people to serve. We need over 2,000 volunteers. And let me tell you, every time that I'm there, the people that are serving are just as blessed as the people that are being served. It's amazing what happens to you when you give and when you come and you sacrifice your time and you give to these families in need. It's amazing.
Yeah, I don't think people always recognize that when Jesus said it's better to give than receive, that Jesus was really giving the givers an opportunity to experience his kingdom in his power, in a manner, in a method that is unknown to selfish man. Because it's a giving process where the Lord gives a joy for that giving. And we were just talking the other day, somebody was talking about the chemical element in the brain that when you give, this is just an amazing thing, when you give, there's this endorphin spot in your brain that kicks off for an element of joy. And it's like, just think,
so
God
true.
Created us
so true.
To be givers. Because when you give, there's a greater joy that comes out of that process, just like he is to us.
Amen.
And you don't have to be local to even give. You can go online, and we're hooked up with Amazon, and it's a one click in your house. You can buy a toy. It ships directly to the church, and you could be a giver anywhere in the United States or the world.
All right, let's talk about the event. Let's talk about where it is. Let's talk about the contact points. And I'm actually going to hold you guys. Miles, I might not be able to hold you over for another one, but I have them here in the studio, and I have the key, so they're staying for another segment no matter what. But I want to talk about the contact point. Where are you guys doing this whole thing? This whole thing is taking place at a high school, right, Miles?
That's right, Lincoln High School. On December 14th, and they have all the information right there that can help you. But you have Lincoln High School. We were there last year, and Porter Elementary, kind of combination of both school campuses. and it works out really great.
Okay, and the Lincoln High School, now this is the one that's at 4777 Imperial Avenue.
That's right.
And that's one way to make a contact point. The event is Saturday, December 14th. So let's start that prop. Let's start that going 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. People line up, though,
the night before, right?
The night before, right? And it's a big deal. You got thousands and thousands of people that are going through here. So that's a big deal. Also, just for another contact point, toysforjoy.org, and that's toys-joy.org. Well, I got to do that again.
Don't forget those dashes.
Well,
dashing through the snow.
Yeah, okay. Toys.
Right.
Or one of the reindeer. Okay, toys-4-joy.org. That's the website. This is going to be December 14th. It's going to be 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Abraham Lincoln High School.
Nope. I'm sorry.
It is Abraham Lincoln High School. Yeah, did you
it
think
is,
that was
yes,
wrong?
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
When you said Abraham, you threw me off. I'm sorry. You're right.
I forgive you. I forgive you.
Please.
Okay, we're going to hold you guys over. We're going to go to another segment. Miles, we really appreciate you joining us, and thank you for taking the time. I'm holding these ladies over if you don't mind.
Thank you.
You got it, brother. God bless you. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, more insanity. Why? Because we can.
A friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
Holiday travel means getting to the airport 2 hours before your flight. This year at San Diego International Airport, it's a whole new experience. Grab a little latte and massage. Pick up last-minute gifts with shopping, dining, and easy parking. Happy holidays from San Diego International Airport.
Kevin Davis here. As we're heading into the holiday season, there's a lot of great things going on at Monte Vista Village, aren't there, Tracy?
There is, Kevin. I have another invitation for your listeners who've been thinking of moving to a senior living community. They can join us Saturday, November 23rd as we celebrate Thanksgiving. Guests will enjoy roast turkey with pomegranate glaze, Waldorf ham, potatoes with caramelized onions, and much more. And you don't want to miss the pumpkin cinnamon pudding cake. It'll knock your socks off.
That sounds tasty.
Our event is held from 11:30 to 1:30, and this is a great way to meet our residents and take a tour of Monte Vista Village and see what I've been bragging about all this time. Please RSVP by November 20th to 619-465-1331. Come and join us for this complimentary event and see what your life could be like at Monte Vista Village.
You need to check out Monte Vista Village. Give them a call, 619-465-1331, 619-465-1331, license number 374-600-564.
If you suffer from osteoarthritis, a knee, shoulder, or back pain, or the debilitating pain of peripheral neuropathy in your feet and legs, I highly recommend you see the medical doctors at MedCare Specialty Clinics in Carlsbad. As their name implies, they're a true medical clinic with board-certified medical doctors and licensed physical therapists specializing in treating pain. Peripheral neuropathy is a medical condition that should be treated by medical doctors only. They'll make you feel so welcome when you go and see them, and they work to reduce your pain levels while helping you regain your mobility and the freedom that comes with it. They accept most major insurance plans, including Medicare. So don't be fooled by fancy ads from non-medical doctors promising pain solutions that rarely work. See the board-certified medical doctors and staff at MedCare Specialty Clinics, 1281 Carlsbad Village Drive in Carlsbad. Call 760-585-9658 to schedule your free assessment today. That's 760-585-9658.
It's painful. It's stressful. It's the headache caused by being stuck in a cash crunch. At one time or another, it happens to everyone. You don't have the money to pay what needs to be paid, and that hurts. You need relief, and you need it fast. What do? Who do you call? I prescribe Making the Cash Call at 855-876-CASH to get up to $10,000 with no collateral. We'll complete the application in about 4 minutes, and the cash can be in your account as fast as tomorrow. Yeah, the money's a little expensive, but it can provide welcome relief from your cash headache, and it's a lot cheaper than a payday advance. Use it only as long as you need, then pay it back to keep your total interest expense down, because there's never a fee or penalty for early repayment. And then change your spending habits to keep the headache from coming back. So for quick cash relief, make the cash call at 855-876-CASH. That's 855-876-CASH.
Subject to credit approval. Additional documentation required. Loans will be made pursuant to Department of Business Oversight California Finance Lender Law License Number 603-8780.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Quick check of the weather. We got it, and it ain't that pretty. Traffic? There's a car. Yep. That's how that works. We're sitting in studio right now, ladies and gentlemen, with Debbie Smith and with Margaret Diggs. I almost forgot your last name, so I'm glad I pulled out the piece of paper. That was good. We're talking about Toys for Joy. We're talking about the opportunity to serve and minister to people in the community who are less fortunate and don't have that opportunity to have, now listen to this, toys for their kids. Okay, so come on. Now, this is what we're talking about. It's taking place at Lincoln High School Saturday, December 14th. The doors open at 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. If you're a person that's listening and you're like, man, I don't got the dough. I just can't do it. I'm unable to. Then you need to come. You need to figure out how to get – you need to get there. If you need to email, if you need to call, I don't care what you need to do. You get there. And let the church minister to you. Let the church have the opportunity to serve you. Additionally, and I think we're going to be all in agreement with this, they're looking for, it's 2,500 to 2,500 people they need to volunteer, right?
Yep. Correct. We have close to 1,800 already signed up.
So you have 1,800 people signed up. So there's 700 people out there who have not yet fulfilled the ding, ding, you're supposed to help us do this.
Yep,
okay, right. So we're looking for another 700 people. By the way, this is not a, it's just an experience with the Rock. No, it's not. It's a multi-church event.
We have over 14 churches, local churches that are helping us out also in that area. So.
See, 14 churches pulling together so that they can say to the community, hey, we love you. Hey, all, no matter what they say, no matter what's being promoted, no matter what the New York Times says ever. Oh, sorry, I didn't say that. Did that get past my filter?
You didn't
say
that.
I didn't say that. Anyway, we're looking for volunteers. They're also looking for people to give and to participate, to financially help. If you're like, hey, man, I'd like to give it $100, just I'd like to give $50, just whatever the case may be.
Absolutely.
You definitely have an opportunity to do that as well. Let's talk about it. We talked about the website before. I want to pull it back. Ooh, a little echo there. I want to pull it back and say that it might be easier just to go to kprz.com. And I don't know if you guys know this or not, but kprz.com is so advanced that pretty soon you will just need a straw and you will just be able to put it on the screen and be able to drink juice right from the screen.
Oh my gosh. That's how I can't wait to see that happen.
So advanced.
I can. I'm just telling you. All right.
And if you wanted to keep it simple as well, sdrock.com.
sdrock.com is
sure,
another room. So you keep here. I mean, between all these, you got to be able to figure that out.
Yeah.
Clothing, if people want to clean out their closets and give some clothes and do it, that's a great way to do it.
Especially in the children's. Yeah, children and men's clothing. We ran out of children's in 3 hours.
At 11 o'clock last year, we ran out of children's clothing.
Okay, so here's the deal on the clothing. Okay, for the guys, okay, you're not getting back in the 34. Okay, get it out. Get it out of the closet. Come on. And then also just partners, just to help, monetary-wise, otherwise, service-wise, there's anything that you can do. It's a community event. That's right. The whole point. Right. So let's make sure we hit the points, and then I'm going to go to each one and give you a chance to talk. Toys for Joy. It's December 14th. It's a Saturday. It's at Lincoln High School, 4777 Imperial Avenue, San Diego. And then you can get the opportunity to participate. So ladies, which we just said we're going to give them the opportunity to share. Ladies, Margaret, you go first and talk.
Well, this is an amazing event, and I just want to encourage people to come out and help with the event as far as just being a blessing to the community. Like, we do have a lot of volunteers already. We're looking for 2,500, so we do need 700 more. I think David just signed up to be, so 699, we need 699 more people to come out and bless. Just like David said, not just the people at Porter Elementary, but it's a community thing. But just to point out, 15% of San Diego lives in poverty. And the children at Porter Elementary, all of them qualify for free breakfast and lunch. So that says a lot to their needs. I remember last year some kids came and they were there. It was chilly, very chilly in the morning at 6 o'clock in the morning, no shoes on. And I know we're going to Haiti and the Philippines and all these other places, but we have so many needs right here that we can fill. And to do something for a family for Christmas is something that they'll remember for the rest of their lives.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly.
Well, and we're making it easy to partner with us. If our volunteers fill up, then you can go online and purchase a toy. We only have 3,000 toys right now.
Oh,
as of today. And we need 10,000.
Yeah, you need 7,000 toys.
We need, that's our big number right now. That's our goal. But God always provides, but it takes your listeners to click on the website, order from their laptop in their house. Convenient, no standing in line, just on the laptop, and it gets delivered to the Rock Church.
That's the key. All right, so there's a couple things to remember. One, Saturday, December 14th, that's the event at Lincoln High School, okay? 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., okay? Right. Even though people line up a lot earlier. Two, if you want to go online and participate from a financial point of view, sdrock.com. Is it .com? Mm-hmm. Well, and then kprz.com. You can go there as well, which again, I told you.
Too. We're going to fans too.
And if people are in the neighborhood, in Point Loma, Liberty Station, 2277 Rosecrans Street is the Rock Church, and we have donation receptacles there, as well as our thrift store, which is 3191B Sports Arena Boulevard. We have boxes there that you can, you know, if you're in the area and you're shopping, drop something off for the kids.
Now, I know that some people out there go, well, I'm a volunteer. What am I? It's like, man, you could be a greeter. You could be in the food court, help mm-hmm. set up prayer and encouragement.
Absolutely.
I mean, you could just encourage somebody. Hey, mm-hmm. man, God bless you. Mm-hmm. So there it is.
Totally.
You just did your job.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's what
we're
talking about, right?
Yep.
Clothing, medical kids zone. They got the teardown, the just grocery, security, parking, trash pickup, even helping people check in. I mean, there's just so many opportunities for people to serve, right?
Absolutely.
Am I missing something on that?
No, a family came last year and just said that it was just the event was so peaceful and everybody was so happy. And it just felt, she said, like the happiest place on earth. And I thought, that's God's spirit there.
That's totally cool.
And we did have a guy that we came last year. He was on the news with us afterwards. And that was a big blessing for him, for his kids to be on the news. But they came to volunteer and they ended up being a part of the program to be blessed. And he literally said it changed his life, him and his kids, just the outpouring of the community. You know, he went to be a part of as a volunteer.
Right.
And you know, we realized that he had needs and, you know, we just loved on his kids for Christmas. And it's an ongoing relationship now. So
that's
their lives
awesome.
Have changed.
That's awesome. How long have you guys been doing? How long have you been doing this?
17 years.
Have you been doing it the whole time?
Yes. I'm a lifetime committer.
Wow. God bless you. That's so cool. That's awesome that you've been doing that.
Been
Thank you
forever.
For doing that.
Oh,
that's very cool.
Very honored.
All right. Five different elements here. You're a person who has a need that you need to participate, then you need to come. You need
that's
to come
right.
to the event. Number two, you can be a volunteer. Number three, you can be a person who gives, or you can be a person who gets involved in clothing. Just go into your – now, look, guys. I know you're thinking, yeah, I can get in that 32. Yeah, your one leg can, but, you know, the rest of it can't. So help out. I mean, that's a good way to do that. And again, you go to kprz.com. You can do it that way. You can go to sdrock.com. You can do it that way. And you can be a part of the event. What else? I mean, I know, and I'm just flabbergasted by Tony.
Yeah, I would love to thank some of our sponsors, if that's okay.
Oh, sure.
Which you guys are KPRZ and the Rock Pile, the Rock Thrift Store, Alliant, the Junior Crew. They've been a part of the program for how long, Deb?
3 years. They're a group of kids that are disciplined and setting in trouble. They're out there doing performing and all groups of kids. There's three sets, age groups, and they come out and perform on the gospel stage before the gospel's presented.
And they do, like, on the drum, you know, they do make trash cans.
Yep.
Drums out of trash cans. It's really cool.
That's cool.
The Corky McMillan Company as well has been a big sponsor of us, and they've been with us for a while. So we really just want to thank them for their generosity, and we couldn't do it without sponsors like them. So
that's awesome.
There's so many partners too that still could join us, that maybe you have an excess or you want to get rid of something at the end of the year, like shirts. You have t-shirts just hanging around. Last year SeaWorld donated 1100 volunteer t-shirts that they never used. So we're asking the community and the partners to, you have things sitting around, mm-hmm. donate it. We'll get it out, we'll distribute it to people in need. There's just too much need to just use our stuff.
And Slater's 50-50 was really creative. They did a fundraiser. So they were
Monday night.
20% of their proceeds, they're going to donate to Toy Story.
That's
so
cool.
People can do that as well.
That's cool. Good job. Anything else you guys want to say? I want to make sure. Because our contact points are sdrock.com, kprz.com. You know the date, December 14th, Lincoln High School. If you have any questions, you can always contact the station. Always send me an email. I'll forward it to the right place. You can do it any way you want. Here's the bottom line. We can't leave people sitting out there during the holidays and not communicate the love of the Lord. You can't do that.
Right.
We got to help.
Get up early and be a part of it.
get up. You know what? Get up and be a part of it, let alone get up early,
right?
No kidding. Nice job, ladies.
Thank you.
Very good.
Thanks for having us.
Did you enjoy it?
Yeah.
That's crazy, isn't it?
Thank you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. We're taking a 72-hour break? There's a 70-hour break. I think it's a 70. Is it 72? You know, Ron's going to come here and say you're wrong. I think it's 70. We're taking a break. We're coming back Monday. We're doing the insanity all over again. And why do we do that? Because you love it, and so do we. We'll see you then. I have to celebrate you, baby.